News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Israeli tanks forcibly entered a UN base in southern Lebanon yesterday, according to UNIFIL. And I'm joined now by Alistair Bunkle, Sky's Middle Eastern correspondent. Good morning to you, Alistair.
Good morning.
Quite a lot to discuss this morning. Tell me what we know about what happened yesterday.
With regards to the United Nations, the UNIFIL base, the accusation is that Israeli tanks entered and they told the UN peacekeepers there to switch any lights off because it was darkness. And then shortly afterwards, a number of explosions happened close by, and the United Nations peacekeepers report then having problems with their skin and some of them having problems with their stomachs as well. The suggestion being that whatever was fired in the vicinity of that base was some sort of form of, I guess, a gas of some sort of description that had made them quite poorly. Now, no one has been injured in a serious way or killed, but it is the latest incident. It's almost daily now between United Nations peacekeepers in southern Lebanon and the Israeli military operating in southern Lebanon. The Israeli military and the Israeli government, Netanyahu himself saying yesterday that the UN peacekeepers should leave the area. They should go further north, both for their own safety, but also the accusation is that Hezbollah have been using locations close to their bases to fire at Israel.
Yeah, Israel are saying that UNIFIL are being used as human shields. But obviously, UNIFIL saying that they're currently that they're not going anywhere. Have we seen, is there precedent for this, Alistair? Have we seen tensions as high previously ever between UNIFIL and the IDF?
I can't think so between UNIFIL and the IDF. The Israelis are no fans of the UN peacekeepers. They say that they have been for years bullied in southern Lebanon. They have failed to prevent Hezbollah going into southern Lebanon and setting up missile launching pads, for example.
There is some truth in that. That's probably fair to say that charter that the peacekeepers are supposed to be fulfilling. Hezbollah does operate in southern Lebanon.
Yes, oh, it does. And I have seen both with my own eyes, both the United Nations and Hezbollah fighters very, very close to one another. I think there's definitely truth in that. Where I don't think there is truth is the fact that the United Nations are being used as human shields. For sure, Hezbollah are probably using locations very close to where the UN forces are based in order to carry out activities. But you always have to remember, you know, when you're talking about urban areas or you're talking about villages, sometimes 50 meters away might sound close on paper, but actually in reality, you know, it's not using them as a human shield. And Israel is the invading force, and the United Nations and a lot of other countries, you know, the Irish, the French, the Spanish, the Americans, you know, most of the Western world are pretty angry about the fact that 3 days in a row, the United Nations peacekeeping force have been fired upon.
Yeah, a lot of people accusing Israel of international crimes, international war crimes, all sorts of things at the moment. In other news, 4 IDF soldiers and 60 others have been injured in a Hezbollah drone strike in northern Israel. Are tensions incredibly high at the moment?
Yeah, they are, particularly sort of in the centre of the country into the north of Israel. It's about 2 weeks, it's almost 2 weeks since Israel invaded Lebanon. For the most part, it's gone pretty well for Israel. And what I mean by that is they are making progress in southern Lebanon according to their objectives. Hezbollah is firing a lot of missiles into Israel, but most of them don't do huge amounts of damage, at least in terms of human cost. What happened last night was very different. It was a drone that managed to evade Israeli defense systems. It flew deep into Israel, well south of Haifa, and it hit not just a military base, but it hit the dining hall where people were eating at the time. And that is why the casualty figure is so high. So the question is was it, I'm sure they probably deliberately fired at the base. They often do deliberately fire at military bases, but they are normally unsuccessful. So, you know, was this some sort of new technology, or did they just get, Hezbollah, this is, get very, very lucky in this strike?
Okay. No doubt we will be speaking again. It doesn't look like there's any reprieve on the cards anywhere in this current situation. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That was Alistair Bunkle there, Sky's Middle Eastern correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.